You're listening to Mind Your Own Business. Hi, I'm Scott Sullivan, your host. Mind Your Own Business is a weekly show that we do talking to some of the greatest CEOs and entrepreneurs, helping you to be better at being a business professional by learning from all of the experience that these entrepreneurs and CEOs bring from all around the world. Exclusively here on Inspired News Radio. And now it's time for Mind Your Own Business.
Well, it's that time of year, and I don't mean the Christmas season. I mean it's that time of year to have follow-ups. And I am doing a follow-up today with a gentleman that I have connected with so strongly and somebody that I have a ton of admiration for, Mr. Ryan O'Donnell, the CEO and the guy in that invented and has been bringing to market two of the coolest pieces of software in the market today. Ryan, welcome to Mind Your Own Business again, and how are you?
Scott, the feeling is reciprocal. I'm happy as heck to be here. Like I said when we started, the snow is falling. It is the coming up on the end of the year, and for a lot of us, you know, we're shopping for Christmas presents on a Friday afternoon. For the others, there are some things you should be doing to get your business in shape before 29 hits you and you're left fixing up everything that you didn't do in 2018. So I'm ready to jump in.
Okay. Well, I want to just recap from our last episode. So for those of you that are listening right now, first of all, thank you so much for all of your positive feedback. I really appreciated many of you that got onto Twitter and said, oh, I'm going to take advantage of that offer that Ryan offered on the radio program. And I really appreciate you listeners out there doing that. I also want to tell you that I am a Reply-ify customer and a Sell Hack customer, and I could not be happier. Oh my gosh, you talk about a stocking stuffer, Ryan. I digress. I want to just say, last time that we met, you were telling us about these two great pieces of software that you and your team had invented and kind of perfected over the last year or so. So what's new over at Reply-ify and what's happening in the roadmap?
We live at the top of the funnel. Small business owners, consultants, sales reps at companies, anyone who's selling B2B, a web-based product or a hands-on service, if you're selling something to someone else and you haven't changed your sales process in the last 5 years, we're going to talk through what we've built. Right. And I would say just in the last 5 years, and we started Sell Hack back in 2014. So in the last 4 years, mind you, the sales game has changed. And we see every single day folks finding us through listening to a radio show like this or reading an awesome piece of content and coming to us and say, hey, my boss is asking me to check in and ask what the buzz about with, you know, cold email and this and that. Just in the last couple of years, this transformation in sales automation has taken over sales, right? And if you've been selling the same way since 1983 or since 2003, and you haven't adopted to the new modern sales approach for B2B sales, we have two platforms that automate the top of the funnel. Sellhack.com is a Chrome browser extension that provides valid email addresses. So whenever you're searching the web and you're looking for your prospects, or you go to a conference and you have a list of attendees, but you don't have their email addresses, Sellhack.com is the truth for finding emails. Before Sellhack and before we invented it, and really the whole genesis of the company, I come from a sales background. Right. Back in 2003, I was on Wall Street making 500 phone calls a day, trying to get 50 connects, 5 leads, and close 1 piece of business. I'd be showing up to the office on Saturday afternoon with all the other account openers and cold callers, scouring Hoovers and writing leads down on note cards and you know, putting phone numbers down. And then Monday would come and we'd be pounding the phones and trying to, you know, make as many touches as we could that we're going to shake out into possible business opportunities. And then I got into the internet marketing and you know, started to do sales the more traditional way, still making phone calls and still sending emails. But I had a revelation in 2014. We were just shutting down another company that we had run and were exiting that. And I looked at my co-founder and I said, "What's next? What are we doing?" And he said, "What do you have a problem with?" I said, "I have a problem with sales. I spend too much darn time every week building prospect lists and copying and pasting first names and last names and titles and companies into an Excel spreadsheet, and then trying to go out and figure out what the email address is, and then opening up my Outlook and hitting compose and typing an email, and then trying to remember to follow up with these folks. I've had so many of these deals fall through, and I spend so much time not selling that I wish I had this thing that could get me email addresses, where all I had to do was have a name and a company and I could get a valid email." So we built CellHack. And 3 years after that, you know, we had thousands of customers who were getting their email addresses from CellHack, saving, you know, a couple hours a week and building these lists and trying to guess and verify the emails. And they were going out and they were sending their cold emails with MailChimp. And they were getting their MailChimp account shut down because you can't send cold emails on MailChimp. Or they were not sending their cold emails on MailChimp and they were just sending their initial email outreaches through their Outlook. But life gets in the way, right? And they weren't following up. So we built Replyify, and Replyify is a cold email automation platform. It connects to your inbox. You're going to pre-write your sequence of emails, your initial email. "Hey, this is Ryan from Replyify. You know, here's what we do, you know, for companies like yours to, you know, increase your sales and reduce the time spent in prospecting and, you know, sending all of the follow-ups, because we know that people don't always reply after the first email." So we built that in 2017. And I would say today, at the top of the funnel, automating your sales with CellHack to get your emails and build your prospect list and Replyify to send out your cold emails and follow-ups, we're seeing on average our clients are saving 5 to 10 hours a week. And that time can then be focused and put into doing things that can actually move the needle and drive revenue.
Or play another round of golf.
Or play another round of golf if that's your thing. You know, and I'm, you know, this whole process of sales automation and you know, at the top of the funnel, like I said earlier, if you're not doing this, if you've never sent a cold email, I'll actually give you a use case. I sent an email to a gentleman who found us through a podcast about a year ago. And if he's listening, I won't say your name, but please give me a call, Don. So Don found us.
And call me back, too, Don. Would you call me too?
if Don's interested, we'll do a case study. But Don found us in 2017, November 13th or 15th, 2017. He heard me on a podcast and he sent me an email afterwards and said, Hey Ryan, just heard your podcast, or just heard you get interviewed on this podcast. Really interesting stuff. I think that my agency can you know, work with you guys. And I think this would be a big benefit to us." And I said, "Great, let's set up time for a call." And you know, Don replied back and has the same position that a lot of business owners do, where they're busy. And he's like, "Look, we're redoing our website. I want to, you know, redo the blog. I want to create a couple pieces of content. I'm not ready yet. It's not perfect." Right? So I follow up every single So initially I followed up, you know, once every week, and then it was once every 2 weeks. And then after 6 months, once a month, I'm in his ear. I'm saying, "Don, are you ready to go yet?" I sent him an email this week and I said, "Don, do you realize it's been 13 months since you first sent us an email telling us that you're interested, because you're interested in getting more out of your sales team. You want more revenue for your business. And do you realize it's been 13 months since you first made that affirmation and that nothing's happened, and I've offered to buy your first month like I'll do with anyone here listening. If you're listening, go to replyify.com, R-E-P-L-Y-I-F-Y.com. There's a real-time chat there. There's an intercom chat window. Open that up. Say, hey, just heard you on Scott's show. I'd like my first month bought for me. We'll buy your first month. But it's been 13 months. I've offered just about everything I could. I'm really at a loss for what to do, and still nothing, right? And it's this analysis, you know, this paralysis by analysis that I see too often. And a big part of it is, you know, this is such a new concept for folks who haven't been, you know, used to selling this way. They've been, you know, hammering the phones, and they have a process, and you know, they do what they've always been doing, and not embracing this new way of sales. And it's, you know, for me, it's frustrating, which is why coming on a show like this and having a conversation with you and potentially being able to implore the folks listening, if you're not automating some of your sales, you're doing it wrong. You're doing it wrong.
I'm going to jump in because I'm going to tell you, as a completely unsolicited advertisement for Replyify and for SellHack, I was one of those guys. First of all, I've got a couple of things I want to talk about your company as a consumer on this side. And from my experience, I want to share with my listeners. If you are listening right now, you should go to replyify.com and you should click on that little box, because there'll be a picture of Ryan O'Donnell that will pop up, and he will actually answer your little chat program. And if you say, I want you to buy my first month free because I heard you on Mind Your Own Business with Scott Sullivan, he will, in fact, do that, because I am a testimony of that. I did the same thing. I said, I'd like to try it, Ryan, after our last conversation. And he helped me through the installation process, which was super easy on the Chrome extension for SellHack. And right now, as we're talking, I've got a little blue box up in the upper right-hand corner that is my SellHack on my Chrome that I've got open, and it connects seamlessly with Replyify. So I sat down with my team, and Ryan will attest to this. I said, team, what is our goal? And our goal was to get one new show host for Inspired News Radio. We just wanted one more host, somebody. And the way we do that traditionally is we would send out those emails, or we'd go to Facebook and we'd do, you know, all of that social media marketing saying, hey, why don't you come over here and take a look at our platform? We've got some really cool things going on in Inspired News Radio. But instead, Jennifer, one of our outreach experts, and myself, we wrote a series of about 5 emails that says, saw your stuff on this particular podcast, really liked it, would really like to engage with you and talk about what we're doing over at Inspired News Radio. And if they replied, it sent a second email, or it actually stopped the emails. But if they didn't reply, it sent the second one and said, hey, last week we reached out to you because we wanted to subscribe to your show and wanted to talk a little bit about it. And then the third and the fourth, whatever. So we did a series of emails, and then we used SellHack. And I'm going to tell you, as an unsolicited customer, it is the greatest, craziest, greatest thing in the world. Because if you go to most of these websites, you have a info ad or a sales ad, or, and you have no idea where that's going. But then there's a picture of the program director for that particular podcast, and it says Ryan O'Donnell, but you don't have an email address. So I just click on SellHack, type in Ryan O'Donnell, put the name of his company in there, and there are my emails. I mean, so there's Ryan's, most likely with a weighted average on SellHack, that it's a 92%, you know, probability that this is his email. I then seamlessly transfer that over to Replyify and start the process by sending him my first email. And as soon as he writes me back, Jennifer says, hey, let's get you on. So unsolicited, I'm going to give you, after 1 month of free service that you gave me, I got 2 new show hosts. So it's like, whoa, this works. So guess who's now a customer? So Ryan, I'm going to tell you, every listener out there right now, just take the effort and take 1 day, take advantage of Ryan's free offer and plug it into your system. Now, it does take a little time to write the emails, but it is worth it. And then what's that customer worth to you? Is that customer worth $1,000 lifetime, $10,000 lifetime, $100,000 lifetime? Wow, that is a small, small price to pay for Reply-ify and Sell Hack. I think the whole thing, I'm not going to quote the price. I'll let you do that. But it's not that much money. I put it on a credit card. It just started. And you don't even notice it because you're getting new customers. So, Ryan, unsolicited, you could do a case study right here at Inspired News Radio.
I appreciate it, Scott. It's all about net new business. And it's all about saving yourself time to do other things, right? And we're working 40, 60, 80 hours a week for some of us, grinding away at our business. You know, for the business owner out there who's doing their marketing and finance and sales and accounting and everything else under the sun, you need time, right? You need more time to do things. And whether it's going to play a round of golf or going out and having more sales meeting, you need to find efficiencies. And sometimes it takes spending a little bit of money to do it. You know, for you mentioned price. If we're going to talk about reaching out to 1,000 new contacts a month, and for anyone listening, when was the last time that you reached out to 1,000 new contacts a month? Yeah, and what if you did? What if you had the time to reach out to 1,000 new contacts a month? And how many meetings do you think you could generate out of that? Right? 50, 100 meetings? And then what's your close rate when you get on the meeting? Is it 25%? Right? So are you looking at 10 to 25 new clients per month? And what does 10 to 25 new clients per month mean to you in terms of revenue? Right? Because it's going to cost you about $150 for both platforms on a monthly basis. And you can, you know, cancel, upgrade, downgrade, or at any time. But for $150, if I could tell you, you know, you could close anywhere from 10 to 25 new clients without spending time, because the system's automating most of the tedious process that's prevented you from doing this in the past, would you tell me that's a positive ROI or a negative ROI? We've never lost. We've never lost that ROI calculation. It's just a matter of changing or tweaking your process and getting it off of the notepad that's sticked up on your monitor saying, I need to do cold email and focus on this and actually doing this. And there is no better time than the present. I mean, if you're listening to this after it's published, we're coming into the new year and, you know, there's a soft period of time for a lot of us towards the end of the year, right before things really start to get crazy. And I'm going to say that there is no better time than now to test, to find a prospect segment, to build a list, you don't even have to write new emails. For most of you, you're already sending these emails. You already have the emails written. The problem is they're in your sent folder and you're not sending enough of them and you're not following up. So digging through and getting those emails out that you've already been sending and, you know, copying and pasting them into a Reply-ify campaign and dropping some contacts in seamlessly from Sell Hack. And then what we like to say, let the dog eat, right? Go do some other stuff. And all you're doing is waiting for the replies to come in, right? And then from there, you close your business.
Right. And I know I have to say one more thing, and that is there is not a better feeling in the world when you get that. And I understand the name Reply-ify and why it's there, because there's nothing better than to open your inbox and you open up your email, because remember, these are being sent from your email with your signature, this is just like if I had done it myself and sat down and typed out an email to Ryan O'Donnell, hey, you want to be on Mind Your Own Business next week? It's exactly that same thing. And there's nothing better than to open your inbox and to have one of those come in back, you know, come back in your inbox and says, Scott, I got your email. I'm super excited. Let's talk tomorrow. Oh my gosh. That's like getting a free manna from heaven. I mean, you know, you're getting a lead and you forgot that you even started the campaign 2 weeks ago. And there's a brand new prospect trying to get a hold of you now. When was the last time you got a call from the field saying, hey, I heard about you. I really want to buy your product or your service. I mean, it's crazy.
It's crazy. And for the doubters, because there are some out there and you may be saying, cold email is not for me. It's spam, right?
What is that?
It It's not. We are not a mass emailing platform, right? This is not about, hey, how do I find a list of 10,000 contacts and then just email the heck out of them, you know, and hoping that the numbers shake out and I'm able to generate enough revenue from that. That's not the approach. All we're saying, and the system is all built around, we're automating the things that you'd be doing anyways or should be doing, but likely aren't because they just take too darn long to do. We're going to automate that process for you. The emails are actually coming from your email account. They're in your sent folder. It's not like, you know, with a, you know, mass or bulk marketing automation system like you're using, you know, to send out your newsletters or your onboarding or your drip campaigns. It's not that. It's sending out those initial emails one-to-one. And the benefit of that is the emails actually get delivered. They land in the primary inbox because they're not getting sent by some third-party system. They're actually getting sent from you. It's like having a little elf in your inbox sending out these emails who never forgets to follow up, right? And having that process in place, and I'm urging you, like, if you haven't done it yet, I've got the tools for you. We will give them to you for your first month. You will be able to run your test and look at the ROI. And then this is the perfect time to do it, coming into the new year and getting set up for success, starting the new year and actually hitting those goals.
Right. I agree. So, and I'm not picking on our buddy over at ClickFunnels, but this is not ClickFunnels. This is not putting up AdWords. This isn't about buying Facebook messaging. And this isn't about doing a marketing spend of $1,000 to get $1,200 in return and to keep that machine rolling. That's not what this is. And I'm going to tell you is it's very, very specific. Now, it's not one-on-one. I mean, it is one-on-one, but it's not typing one email at a time either. I mean, the nice thing about it is, and you are the one that quoted the price of $150. If you get a client, one new client that is worth $150, then you've paid for the system for the next month. And if you could get started for free and you get the first client, you're basically now running the system for free. That the beautiful part about it is, and this is what I found, is I can target through my Sell Hack and my Reply-ify combination, I can target an entire industry or a company that has multiple locations. So for instance, if I wanted to do the branch manager of a retail outlet that has 1,500 locations, if I had to go through other social media platforms, Facebook or LinkedIn or whatever, and find and connect, and you see that happening a lot. There's a lot of us that in our off time or our downtime are doing those searches on our phone, and we're saving screenshots, and we're forwarding those over to our marketing department and all that. But could you imagine having every single branch manager of a major retail outlet that you're selling a product or service to for that particular industry, and having that and having all of those emails go out over a, let's say you don't want to do 1500 in a month. Let's say you want to do, you know, just 100 a month for 15 months. And out of that 100, because they're so targeted, you've got to, it takes effort and time to build that relationship with them. You may not want 1,500 new prospects today. You may want just 10, because you got to develop those and create that relationship and then get the sale and then go on to the next 10. At any time, you can turn it on or off. I love that. I love that about Reply-ify.
Yeah, it's all about moving those levers, and again, you know, Reply-ify is not, it's not a big spam machine. First of all, you can't do that through your own email account because your email account's going to have limits in terms of how many emails you send out. But the levers and the mechanisms that we have in place, as well as the safety settings, to make sure that you retain a high level of deliverability, and you're not just robo firing emails out, it, you know, one after the other, and being able to have full control over dialing up or dialing back the number of new contacts that you're, you know, starting off on email one, who are going to get emails, you know, 5 to 7 more emails over the next, you know, 2 to 5 weeks, and you're just going to continue to follow up with these folks and you know, try to convince them with your emails, because some folks are going to want to read a piece of content, a white paper, a blog post. Some folks will want to see some social proof. What have you done for someone else? You know, people are different. Like, what motivates them is different. And the beauty with automating your cold emails is you can write your sequence and you can have your messages be structured so that it's not saying the same thing over. Hey, this is Ryan from Replyify. Want to set up a meeting? Hey, I didn't hear back from you last week. Want to set up a meeting? Hey, we can do this for you. Want to, right? You can give them different things because you don't know what the motivations are of your prospects. But if you write an email sequence and you have, you know, you're leveraging different motivators in there, you know, that is a great way to have an increased likelihood of getting in front of someone. And you know, the magic number, right? And what you can optimize around is, you know, ask yourself, how many new deals do I need this month, right? And if it's 5 new deals a month, then you look at your close or your win rate. How many meetings do I need to have to get 5 new deals? Let's say it's 15 new meetings to get five deals. How many emails do I have to send, or how many contacts do I have to reach out to every month, because my 5-step email sequence lasts for 4 weeks, to get 15 meetings booked, right? And then you back into that number, and that number might be 150 people, maybe 500 people. So now I have to figure out how to go out and build a list of, you know, 150 people. And that list is going to take you probably around an hour to build on CellHack. Once you find out how to search and find these prospects, maybe even a little bit less. And then all you're doing is you're exporting those folks in the campaign and you're done. Now you can go back to your ClickFunnels, because it's not one or the other, right? You need to be doing both. The time that we're going to save you with this automation, that's time to focus on other things of your business. Write a white paper, write a blog post, reach out to someone like Scott if you have a great story to tell and you can, you know, help other folks do something awesome. Reach out to folks like Scott and you know, get on a podcast, get on a radio show, get interviewed, shout your message and go after your prospects and talk to your prospects in different mediums. They're on LinkedIn, they're on Facebook, they're looking at ads when they're doing their Christmas shopping. You know, there are so many different mediums for which to reach folks that if you're focusing only on one, and for a lot of folks, it's the phone, and they're just making cold calls because that's kind of how they were raised in sales. If you're only focused on one medium, I'm going to argue with you and say that you need to focus on more than one. But the challenge is there's usually not enough time to do that. And that's what, it's the self-fulfilling prophecy. CellHack plus Replyify free up that time to do all of these other things. So it's a united front across all of these different mediums, which at the end of the day gives you a better chance at, you know, getting a yes from that prospect, getting that meeting book, and having a chance to close a piece of business.
It's fantastic. And if you're in B2B, it is absolutely a great tool. So Ryan, what's next then? What's next for the Ryan O'Donnell family? You, your wife, your beautiful 3 children. What's going on? You said it's snowing in Northern Ohio. What's next for 2019 for both the O'Donnell family and for Replyify and CellHack? What's coming up?
Well, the O'Donnell for Dad, for Papa O'Donnell, it's basketball coaching season. I work from home most of the time. We run our office is all based in the U.S. We're distributed. Most of the folks are you know, within Northeast Ohio or at least the Midwest. We like to get together and we meet enough, but you know, commuting to a common location every day and you know, driving in, you know, a half hour, an hour to the office and then driving home at night, those are 2 hours of production, right? So we made the decision as a company that we'd rather work those extra 2 hours, right? Or work an extra hour and spend that extra hour we would have otherwise been sitting in our car commuting with our family. So one of the things I like to do is, you know,
I have the luxury of having, you know, some extra time by not commuting to an office every day. I'm a coach, right? I coach my son in everything, basketball, baseball, golf in the summer. So we've got basketball season coming up. So we're pretty excited for that. My girls dance. My wife is an entrepreneur in her own right. And you know, also, you know, she has her own home office here. And as a family unit, and for, you know, anyone listening who has kids, young kids now, I have 6'4" and almost 2, or if you've had young kids in the past, you understand what I'm going through at the moment, running a business and also trying to be an awesome dad. But for me, you know, part of the motivation is college, right? That's coming up, and the price tag of that is absolutely crazy. But we're just happy to be happy, healthy, being together. And I do something I love. And I don't know if everyone can say that. And I hope it comes through in the message. I truly love doing this. And sometimes to my detriment, I spend a bit too much time up front with folks, you know, in the you know, kind of onboarding process when they have questions. I have a soft spot for entrepreneurs. So if you're listening to this, my offer stands. If you find us, you know, go to Replyify or Sell Hack. Let us know that you heard us on Mind Your Own Business with Scott Sullivan. And if you have questions, or even if you want to challenge some of the assertions that Scott and I are making here, from experience, but if you want to challenge those assertions because you have a personal belief one way or the other, or even if you just have questions because you've never done this and you don't know where to get started, you're talking to the right person, right? And we're here to help, and you know, we love what we do, and we will help you be successful, or at least run the test that's going to help to prove to yourself whether or not this is going to work for you. And if it doesn't work, that's fine. If it's not for your business, that's okay. But if you haven't done anything like this, your New Year's resolution should be to, you know, take advantage of your free account, talk to me, ask me questions, let me help you and guide you in getting you set up. And the upside is growth for your business.
That's for sure. So this is a completely unsolicited, unpaid advertisement that I'm doing because, as you know, you and I share a little bit of the kindred spirit where we like to help entrepreneurs. I also have a show that I do every week called Sales with Sully, where I just am a talking head and I just tell you, I just spew out 30 minutes of things that should help you. And if you can separate the wheat from the chaff and internalize one or two of those things that we talk about every week, then you can be a better sales professional. So I was very fortunate just a couple of weeks ago to be a guest at a very large, I probably shouldn't mention the name of the organization because I don't have their permission to send it out all over the world, but they had a kind of a business success seminar. And there were over 1,000 people there in the auditorium. And they had some entrepreneurs like myself and a few others that came across the stage. And we sat on a panel and they asked us a bunch of questions. And one of the questions that was asked of me by an audience member, what was the greatest piece of software that I have identified in the last year? This was in 2018, in the last year that changed my business. And I said, Sell Hack and Replyify, because I had just gotten my first client from using Replyify, and it was like right at the top of mind. And everybody kind of looked at me like, what the heck was that? So I think a lot of people were scrambling to write down that information. But completely unsolicited, you know, I wanted to let you know that it was that forefront of being right at the top of mind that once you get Replyify up and running, and once you get that first email where you get a new client because of it, you're going to go, why in the world didn't I do this 100 years ago? Why didn't I invent this? This is such a great idea. So Ryan, I think it's fantastic. I wish you and your family nothing but the best and healthiest of New Year's. Congratulations on a fantastic company that you're building and a great platform. I encourage everybody. that's listening right now, inspirednewsradio.com. You go there, you download last episode with Ryan O'Donnell, and you're going to hear all about his story, his original, how he got to Ohio, how he moved, how he met his beautiful wife. That whole background story is all on the first episode of Mind Your Own Business. The second one is all about just how Reply-ify and SellHack is just blowing up. It's doing so great, and it will absolutely change the way you do business. I am a huge fan. I'm so thankful that you decided to come back on to Mind Your Own Business. And it's one of those emails. Let's just attach the downloaded recording, and you could send this out on your new Reply-ify and say, hey, don't listen to me. Listen to Ryan O'Donnell, the CEO. He'll tell you all about it. So thanks for being a guest, Ryan, and I wish you nothing but the best for the future. And anytime, any place, anywhere, let me know. And I'm on a plane, brother. We'll come and do something together.
Thanks, Scott. You're the man.
All right. Thanks, guys. Remember, you can always find me on Twitter. We are on Twitter at INR Radio. Inspired News Radio is our Twitter handle. You can find me at Sales with Sully, of course, anytime, anywhere. I am super, super easy to find on LinkedIn, and please friend me on Facebook. If you catch any of my Facebook Lives, there every week I do a Facebook Live. So please follow me on all of those social media platforms. I appreciate all of you. And if you have any questions or concerns, anything else you want to talk about, of course, always just use Twitter on the direct message format, and we will answer your questions and get you in touch with the right people. And of course, all of this information will be up on inspirednewsradio.com. Thanks to all of my listeners every single week, because without you, I don't get to do this, and I love doing it every single week. So Ryan O'Donnell, my guest today, thank you so much again for being a part of Mind Your Own Business. Continued success for Reply-ify. Get to reply-ify.com. Don't forget to tell Ryan you want your free month, because that one customer will keep the ball rolling. So everybody have a safe and healthy holiday. Take care of yourself and a prosperous 2019. And we'll see you right here on the radio next year.
You've been listening to Mind Your Own Business right here on inspirednewsradio.com. Thanks for tuning in each week as we interview some of the greatest CEOs and entrepreneurs of the world. You can reach us on Twitter at INR Talk Radio. Always use the hashtag MYOB for Mind Your Own Business. Make sure you stop by and check out all of the past episodes and all the great things that are available on our website, www.inspirednewsradio. There's great resources there that you can find for all of our other shows too. Thanks for being a part of the Inspired News Radio family. Until next week, remember to mind your own business.